Welcome to a case study edition of The Drip, brought to you by Glytech. For today's case study podcast, we're discussing Kauai Delta Healthcare District and how they moved away from sliding scale. We're doing a real deep dive today into how shifting from these reactive manual protocols to intelligent glycemic management, well, it changes everything. I mean, it completely transforms patient safety and the bottom line for our health system.
Yeah, it really is a massive transformation. And, you know, to set the stage for Kauai Delta, their baseline was pretty intense. They serve a community with California's highest diabetes rate, like a full 33% of their inpatients have diabetes. But here's the kicker. They did not have a single endocrinologist on staff.
Wait, none at all?
Zero. Mm-hmm. So because they didn't have that specialized staff, they were relying on sliding scale insulin. 95% of the time, and they were managing all of this using these incredibly cumbersome multi-page paper protocols.
Wow. I mean, I've always thought of sliding scale insulin as, you know, driving down the highway while only looking in the rearview mirror.
That is the perfect analogy, yeah.
Right, because it's entirely reactive. You wait for the blood sugar to spike, and then you treat it. And as a strategist looking at hospital liability, I just have to ask, why is this retrospective approach still tolerated? We're talking about insulin, the second most dangerous drug in the hospital?
It's a great question. And honestly, it points to a systemic failure, not a clinical one. No. It's not like frontline workers actually prefer being reactive. The problem is that manual protocols create an intense cognitive burden.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, think about the frontline impact. When you leave a nurse to do complex math on a paper chart at 2 a.m, mistakes are going to happen. Compliance with these paper protocols averages below 60%. It just actively burns out nursing staff.
Right. And when you rely on human calculation for something so high stakes, you get huge clinical variation. So it sounds like Kauai Delta realized they couldn't just tweak the paper charts, right? They needed an enterprise-wide overhaul.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They needed to eliminate the guesswork entirely. And the speed of their pivot is what really stands out in the case study. They brought in an algorithmic FDA-cleared software called GluCommander by Glytech. And within just 1 month of rollout, they flipped from 95% sliding scale to 96% best practice basal bolus insulin.
1 month. That's incredible for a hospital system. And let's clarify that shift for a second for our listeners, because unlike sliding scale, basal bolus is proactive.
Right. Very proactive.
You provide a steady baseline of insulin in the basal and then give small adjustments or boluses for meals. So you are preventing the dangerous spikes instead of chasing them. But that requires a lot of real-time math, right?
It does. And that's the beauty of the software. It handles the complex math based on real-time glucose responses.
Right.
The nurse simply reviews and confirms the dose. And Glytech tracks this transition using what they call three outcome anchors. So that's clinical improvement, workflow efficiency, and economic impact.
Let's jump into that workflow efficiency piece, because as someone focused on operations, the numbers and the data are just wild. By letting the algorithm do the heavy lifting, the staff at Kauai Delta performed 138,824 fewer point-of-care blood glucose tests in the first year alone.
Yeah, it's a staggering reduction in nursing workload.
It is. Think about the sheer number of nursing hours that gives back to actual patient care, let alone the cost savings on supplies.
Absolutely. And it cascades directly into those clinical and economic anchors.
Sure.
Clinically, because the dosing was standardized, they recorded 2,434 fewer hypoglycemic events.
Wow, that's massive for patient safety.
It really is. And operationally, because patients had fewer adverse drug events, the average length of stay dropped by 1.67 days.
And there's the bottom line. When you translate fewer complications and shorter lengths of stay into dollars, Kauai Delta saw over $10 million in annualized savings.
$10 million.
Yeah.
Just from fixing glycemic management.
Exactly. And we look at a lot of healthcare tech, right? This isn't just some basic calculator slapped into an EHR. The technical moat here is substantial. The documentation notes this algorithm is backed by 50 billion proprietary data points.
Yeah, and 20 years of continuous FDA clearance with zero recalls, which is exactly why it works.
Mm-hmm.
It takes the cognitive load off the clinician while standardizing the treatment.
Which brings us to the real takeaway for you, our listeners. Whether you're focused on frontline nursing workload like CMOs and CMIOs, or you're a CFO laser-focused on ROI, this proves something vital.
Right. Operational efficiency and clinical safety are not competing interests.
They really aren't. You actually achieve both when you standardize care.
It completely shifts the paradigm of how we view hospital operations.
It does. And I want to leave you with a final thought to chew on before we wrap. If deploying a validated algorithmic system can virtually eliminate a severe, widely accepted complication like hypoglycemia, what other quote-unquote normal hospital complications are actually just failures of outdated legacy systems?
That's a really sobering thought for any hospital leader.
Thanks for joining us today on The Drip, a Glytech podcast production. For the full white papers and case studies discussed today, visit glytech.com.